We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, and we're going to go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, and we're going to go to Blake Ruffino. Blake does a fantastic job. Are You Serious Network covering the LSU Tigers and football, basketball, baseball, and all the other sports. So, Blake, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon, buddy. How you doing?
Doing good, Mike. You know, my son Ben's not playing peekaboo and hide-and-go-seek with my phone this time, so I appreciate you bringing me back after that.
That's all right. Listen, I've heard some crazy things, and I got a few of them, but I can't tell them about exactly where those phones were. But that was a good one, Blake. Blake, getting right to it, man, you know, it took a little while, and they had a lot of you hear it as much as I do. A lot of impatient LSU fans. Man, when we go get commitments, we need to set up a name, image, likeness. I was just telling that to Jeff. And I keep telling them, listen, they got that, but there's two parts in this. One, it's a new world of college football. And one, you have a new head coach with new assistants that the ties to those players wasn't to LSU. It was somewhere else. And you lose a Mickey Joseph and a Kevin Falk and Ogeron. And all those guys knew every high school coach in the state of Louisiana. I mean, so you're not all of a sudden going to get those commitments come to you. And I thought early on the commitments would come from out-of-state kids where there was a tie. And we see where Coach Kane, he connected the dots really good there for those defensive linemen.
Yeah, Mike, you know, we talked to Coach Kane last night on the show, and he, you know, and when we talked to Deshaun Womack, who made his commitment, both of them said the same thing. You know, they had known Coach Kane all the way back since Oklahoma. And Mike, if we're being honest, the kid was going to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Right? And so the simple fact that – and the selling point for Deshaun Womack, and I know – for Darren Reed, is Oklahoma was third in the country last year in sacks. Mike, Oklahoma was third in the country last year in sacks. Okay, and so when you are able to build those relationships, especially nationally, that doesn't go away. But I still believe Brian Kelly, Mike, in reference to locking the state down, I think that we're going to see it more in this 24 class than 23, as we got a big commitment today from Xavier Atkins, and that boat's not going to stop. I would expect within the next 48 hours they're going to get another one in that 24 class from Louisiana too.
Yeah, Blake, I think it just – there was a little bit of impatience, and I think some of it certainly had to do with Ian Sonnen committing to Alabama and Arch going to Texas. And I think that there's almost sort of an aftershock, okay, for Tiger fans. But come on, let's be honest. No matter who was the head coach at LSU, neither one of those two cats are going to LSU. You knew that as well as me. Neither one of them were coming to LSU at that point. So I think some of that was some of the residue or the aftershock of the two big quarterbacks committing elsewhere.
Well, Mike, it's kind of pick your poison at that point. Do you want Walker Howard or do you want Holstein?
Yeah, so right? You'd have got the complaint, oh, how come they lost Walker Howard? Now, hey, listen, Blake, I got to tell you, Archie invited all the LSU quarterbacks for the Saturday of the Manning camp. Well, we were there Friday, and it was just Miles, and he was the quarterback sent there by Coach Kelly. But Saturday, Archie invites all of them there, Nussmeier, Daniels, and also Walker Howard. And, man, every counselor that we're watching him throw said, wow, that Walker Howard guy is pretty doggone good. I said, you know what? That's why some of those guys ain't coming to LSU. You know, they knew that talent of Howard, but he was really impressive. I thought he looked really good. And Chris Hilton, man, showed a lot of speed. But who was really impressive? Kyron Lacy. from Thibodeau, who I've seen since he was probably a sophomore at Thibodeau High School. He's a tremendous basketball player. He finally got his grades in line, and then everybody was after him after that. But it was interesting that, man, the buzz after Saturday afternoon's workout was Walker Howard. And you can see why he was rated like he was.
Well, you know, Mike, I don't know if, you know, the listeners saw, but, you know, Chris Hilton, the 10-yard split, the 40 time, and the electronic time, you know, when you wear it during practice, he clocked out at his highest speed at 22 and a half was his highest speed. And his 10-yard shuttle run, or in his 10-yard burst, Mike, was identical, and I hate to say it because the young man has some things off the field, was identical to Henry Ruggs. Side by side. And so
he can flat out haul ass. I'm telling you.
Man.
No, Nicky Collins and I, we were watching the workout the Friday night. And it's hard to judge sometimes, Blake, because they're catching footballs from quarterbacks they've never caught from before. So the timing is off. And you can understand that. Spencer Rattler, he got the big boo, man, because he wasn't good the first five or six throws. And then when it ends up happening, he ends up winning the contest, and he ends up getting a year of free Raising Cane's. And he got the Bronx cheer in Thibodeau. He got the Bronx cheer for winning it.
Man, I mean, look, Walker, you know, Mike, I remember that Neville game last year. I mean, him putting the team on his back, broken leg and all, and leading them the way that he did. Mike, the funny thing is we hear from so many people. We hear from his dad and his camp about him redshirting, but I hadn't heard that from Walker.
I ain't heard that from Coach Kelly either. He's been on here a couple times. He hadn't said that.
Right. You know, and look, we talked to Joe Sloan 2 weeks ago, and I flat out asked him on air, you know, just like, Coach, what's, you know, Walker going to redshirt? He goes, try telling him that.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, Coach, you know, that's fine with me. But, you know, and look, Mike, I tell you, when we were in football ops, he was the first one in, last one out. And everybody was watching his moves. You know, I'm watching his moves too, you know, but I'm trying to be discreet with it, you know. But everybody's watching the moves that he's making. And I think it has a lot to do with who they know that he can be, right? Like, they know – He might be that guy.
Yep.
And, Mike, he walks with the confidence. You know, he walks with that swagger. You know, spring game's a spring game. But, Mike, when he turns it on, you know, it's going on. And you know, he still had the little thumb injury, just nagging little injuries. But he's going to be fine. And like you said, because you saw him, you know, I would love to see what he would did at the Manning camp. But he's an impressive young man. And, look, anybody telling him that he's not going after QB1 – y'all had that argument with him because I ain't going to do it.
Yeah, when we were at the Manning camp, Miles was talking about how Walker had come up to him and said, hey, you know when you were a freshman at LSU? I was in seventh grade.
Yeah, and that was funny. That was really good.
And it really does kind of strike you how long Miles Brennan has been in college at LSU. And I am curious, you know, how do you see that competition playing out where you have the ultimate veteran? I don't think you can be any older than Miles Brennan is right now versus a true freshman in Walker Howard.
Yeah, I think it's such a great question because, and I think, Mike, we've talked about this. I think Miles is the safest bet of the legitimate three, you know, that could start. Because, and even you look at the spring game, it's a three-step drop, and he's throwing it to the back, or he's throwing it, I mean, he's getting it out of there, right? And I know that has some protection, you know, probably from him coming off an injury. But man, you know, I think it just really depends on what Brian Kelly, you know, really likes the most. Does he like somebody that's going to take care of the football and rely on that, on this nasty defense that could come into play with that front seven? Can the running game get going? You know, Mike Denbrock's talked a lot about establishing a physical running game. And do you just, you know, I don't want to say it's like a 2018 type of feel or 17 with Etling, but it maybe kind of feels that way. But I just don't know if you can completely keep Jane Daniels out of the lineup, though, right? Like, the kid multiple times posted by Coach Flint ran 21 miles per hour in the open field. You know, we're talking to Mike Jones. You know, he comes on our show every week, and he's like, Blake, I can't catch him. Like, when he's on the open field, I'm screaming, abort. And for them, it's everybody get to the quarterback, right? That's their call. And so with that being said, I mean, I don't know if you're going to be a two-quarterback system, but when you have a kid that's that electric with his feet, you know, there was a practice that we saw when they were doing the RPO in the red zone. It's nasty, man. I mean, because they did the RPO, but you've got a screen to the tight end. You obviously have the read to the running back in John Emery at that time, or he can pull it and run. And then you had a backside fade with Brian Thomas Jr. What do you guard? Do you take the running back? Do you go all out? Does the defensive end crash? Do you pause? Do you take Jane Daniels? Do you try to get over the top to stop the screen? Or you got 6'5 Brian Thomas on the other side of the fade? So it's just to me that I think that he makes so many complications for a defense because of his feet. And the last thing I'll say on Jaden, too, that he might complicate things, along with Garrett now, is, you know, we talked to him about him going out to California with the Palmer brothers and really working on an immediate passing game. I'm interested to see when we all go out there in the fall what he looks like and if he made some improvements, because that's, you know, where he struggled in the past.
Yeah, it's his footwork. I've watched him enough. And when he plants his feet and he's over the top, he's accurate. But when, he throws a lot of stuff almost like he's getting shot. I mean, he's throwing it back like he's falling back. And my thing is, dude, there ain't no pressure around you. Oh, you know, I can understand if they got pressure, but sometimes he feels it and it's not there. But it's all about his mechanics. Blake, one of the things that I think has been, it was certainly the negative under the Coach O time as far as recruiting and developing offensive linemen. They didn't have enough of them. And it seemingly, he asked me last year, do a study on injuries, and it came up, and it's true. Tackles and guards get injured more than any other position out on the field. And but your thoughts on 2023 on what they're looking at from an offensive line standpoint. And when we had Coach Kelly on, one of the things that surprised me is how much he talked about Anthony Bradford. Now, okay, I wasn't surprised about Will Campbell, because, you know, he made the comment to us, listen, I had to get the okay for that. You know, there's no assistant coach saying that freshman's going to play left tackle. I have to give my okay. But he went on and on about Anthony Bradford. And I remember during that time frame, Ogeron telling me Mikey's the best lineman we have, but he's injuries, overweight, that sort of thing. Is he become a wild card here? So two-part question. One about the lineman for 2023. And the other thing is about Bradford, who seems to be a guy now that has become a player for them along that offensive line, at least in the mix for a possible starting position.
Mike, in my personal opinion, you know, look, I played lowly FCS center, but when I look at him, Mike, if he loses 30 pounds and he's 315, all right, you know, like, then you got it. Mike, how many times do you see that guy with that size and that weight go out to left tackle and do what he did against Florida? Now, I know it was a collective unit, but, I mean, it's not as if that Florida's just got, you know, Rudy Poo defensive line.
No, they got some athletes.
Okay, and so we did a film study and broke it down on the Alabama side. Mike, there was a couple times now. Now, look, I think Will Anderson is fantastic, but Mike Davis has a couple of times now there. Well, where Anderson, you know, started going to the opposite side of old Anthony Bradford, too, now. And so, you know, all right. So you better get ready. I think, Mike, if he gets in shape and he's ready to go, I don't see how he's not your starting left guard.
I agree.
If he is, if he is, Mike, do you move Tremont Shorts to right tackle? Right? Like, I'm not saying Cam, I mean, what do you do with Tremont Shorts? Because I thought he was impressive during the spring. I don't know what they do there.
That's where the injury factor comes into play.
Right.
That you have a guy that could play both guard and tackle.
Well, and Mike, do we know that Tremont Shorts played center, and I understand it's a very different game now. You know, what happens with Charles Turner? You know, what happens with Cam Wire? Cam Wire, has it had injury issues? I think that you have some swing pieces there. And, Mike, I tell you, we went and saw Marcus Dumervil talk about a transformation of body. My gosh. Okay, I mean, that kid, if you looked at him, you would say, okay, dude, how long have you been with the Saints? Versus last season. So he's coming into his own. But, Mike, to your question on 2023, a staffer told me 2 weeks ago they want Derek Williams, right? And they're not going after Derek Williams. But they have to rebuild both lines of scrimmages, because once you're out of this defensive line group and, Mike, this offensive line group, then what? You have a lot of question marks. So I think that you have guys like Chase DeSantis from New Jersey, and I've been told multiple times that Zalance Hurd and Neville is a can't miss, and they will do everything they can to reel that young man in. And I'm sure that there's some other pieces that they're going after, but those two guys are the main targets along the offensive line that could pull that. And DeSantis, Mike, he's a fatter Quentin Nelson if you go look at him. Watch the technique. You know, now I don't think he's as dominant and as nasty, but that kid can play. So I know that those two guys are the mainstay on the offensive line that they're really going after.
Blake, thanks so much for joining us. We could spend quite a bit of time talking with the three of us, but we got to go to break, and I know you're busy later this evening also. So thanks so much for joining us, bud. Always appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, and thank God that my son didn't have the phone again. So hopefully you bring him back on again.
All right, Mike. Thank you, Blake. Right, Blake Ruffino from Are You Serious broadcast podcast that he does on LSU Daily. And so good news there along the offensive line. Brian Kelly also spoke very highly that, hey, this unit's going to be a lot better than what people think. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with Jeff Nowak right here on WWL Radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.